Sorry, family.
Well, Dreamin' was that? Huh? Dreamin'.
A bit of shame room on the
If he can't
fight and
catch
on the
it,
chase. Huh?
he can't catch him right
How are you
away.
gonna get a little kid? It's easy. No, it's not like and there's a bunch of data.
The thing is, these scooters, as soon as you turn them off, to turn them on, you need the code.
Okay. So we are continuing in the Midas
No,
Rezus.
The
So the Mida of Rezus. So he says the first thing, as we said, you can't be lazy. The second thing he says is don't wake up, don't be afraid of things that's gonna get in your way, and you're gonna make stuff up. You make up excuses and stuff. Let's see, guys, here is us. Now, I don't really understand this so well. You're afraid it's too cold, it's too hot, it's too this, it's too that. He says, "I shall not toim ari matzino shechivu chazal v'chomak b'shish maradim at meshmir mogulav v'liosam atzim basakano." You have to be careful. You can't be stupid. But still, da ki yeshira v'yeshira yeshira ruuya v'yeshira. So you have to be basically, if it's not gonna make sense, be afraid. You should be afraid. Not. What does this have to do with zehiros? His reasons. Don't be full of anxiety. Don't come up and think of every possible thing that could go wrong. Okay, go see a psychologist. I'm saying, well, what does that have to do with Jesus? What's the connection here? Huh? That's a good challenge. So I think that the chat is that Kozma, it's a reasonable something to be concerned about. No problem. You can be responsible, wear your seatbelt, fine, no problem. The second it's not reasonable anymore, then why do you think of it?
It's an
It's
excuse.
an excuse.
It's an excuse
It's
not to perform what
exactly.
you need to do.
The second that you're beyond what's reasonable, there's no reason that you're thinking of it. The reason you're thinking of it is because you're looking for an excuse not to do it. So the atzlos, why are you thinking for an excuse? Why do you want an excuse? Because you would rather do something else. Oh, that's where the lack of Jesus is. The lack of Jesus is, Betsam, I should come tonight, sir. Okay, well, it's raining. It's raining. If it's raining, then probably Mechavusa won't be there. And anyway, you get wet, and it's going to get ruined. So it makes a lot of sense I shouldn't go. No, it makes no sense at all. But why you want to do that? Because you really want to stay on the couch. So the whole lack of zrizus is what's bringing up this whole excuse concept. And therefore, that's what he's saying. Saying, don't look for excuses, and don't not just look for excuses, don't rely on excuses, and don't use excuses. If you tell yourself, I will never take an excuse, or you have an objective way to decide whether something's a good excuse or not. For example, ask a third party. Call someone, say, what do you think? It's raining. Should I go to night or not? The second that, like I said before, a lot of times I have a question,
Oh.
and I already know the answer before I even ask my Rebbe. Because the second I speak it out, I'm like, this is a ridiculous question. Stupid question. Right? So a lot of times with these excuses, we're so in it, we're so convinced of our whole cheshbon. That, like, yeah, it's pasha. And by the time you finish verbalizing it to someone else, it makes no sense. We realize that. In other words, how do we know? I'm trying to give you a piece of advice. Now that we understand what Sotzer Sharma is saying, Sotzer Sharma is saying is anytime that you go beyond what's reasonable, al karkacha, it's an excuse, and it's coming from a lack of zrizus. So if that's true, so how do you know what's reasonable, what's not? So we're just going to talk about that a little bit more, but I would say just as a starter, that the best way to know is ask someone else's advice. It's not in your situation. Doesn't have your whole entire cheshbon. And the second you do that, you tend to realize what it's all about.
And I wonder why are people like that? You really know that it's not true. Why do you have to make this? Why do, I know we're all like that. It's an interesting thing.
Because, right, because my goof is telling me stay on the couch. My neshama is telling me you should go to kollel. But really, the goof's part is stronger. So anything that will come to just put the neshama out,
No, well, I can just say I can make a decision that I'm just gonna stay on
that
the
decision, you've won that decision already. For the last 5 years, you're coming tonight, Seder, right? So you that question you've
couch. Like
already
another
trained
cat.
yourself to defeat that question. But now there's a new question. Do I come tonight when I have an excuse, when it's raining? It's a harder question. So your goof, which is tends to try to keep you on the couch, your goof has to come up with a new tactic. So now I can't keep you here for no reason, but with I have a good reason I could try to keep you here.
It's not enough for a Rebbe, he just needs anybody.
No, I didn't say Rebbe.
Oh,
I said ask a third party that's not on the couch right now.
yeah.
Right? Ask them. Look, what do you think? I'm on the couch, it's raining. Should I go tonight? Look, but you know what I'm saying? Look, if you verbalize it to a third person, it's not in your situation, usually you get an answer.
I confront this every day when I lift weights. Like, there's a point where you could really push yourself to do another repetition, but your body says, this isn't good for you. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna strain. You're gonna be out for a week. It's not worth it."
Right,
And
right.
I have a dialogue that says, "I'm in charge, not you.
Right.
I'm in charge." And I confront it every single day. It
Right.
doesn't go away. It never goes away.
It won't
I
go away.
win, but it never goes away.
Well, it goes away eventually on that one, but then when you want to do the next one, well, it starts up
Right.
again. Because we do win battles, and eventually they give up. The fight goes away. But the battle front changes and moves up to the next. That's what Destler said.
Death.
The battle front will just keep shifting, but there's never a point that you've won. Because you know, if you won, you know what happens.
You've lost. Yeah, he's celebrating in
Once
Shemang.
you're not fighting anymore, you don't need
Oh, right.
to be here. So you don't want to have won the final battle for the front yet. You want to have a because we're here for that challenge.
But the intellectual arguments that come up in my head, why it's not a good idea,
Right, it's unbelievable.
unbelievable.
And creativity is just not shy.
You're very intellectual. Yeah.
But no, I'm saying so. It's yeah. By the way, so as like someone told me, a big Bal Mussar actually didn't tell me, but I heard in his name that in many ways Mussar is very similar to dieting.
Dying?
Dieting.
Oh, dieting.
The techniques that you need to use to convince yourself and to get used to eating a certain way and the behaviors needed and a lot of the things that they use to train people in dieting is similar to Mussar.
How's it?
Because the body is interested in ice cream. It doesn't care for your whole shtickle Torah that's, you know, it's not healthy. So,
Never
what?
mind. Okay.
No, so I'm saying, so therefore, the way that, similar to what you're saying, right? He actually said that he may write a book, Dieting for the Bubbles. Such a person. Oh, yeah.
My chavrus always says the hardest thing is showing up. Once you show up,
Well,
you.
I've said this before, that Rav Pavarsky had a chavrusa for about 15 years, from 4 a.m. to
Yeah.
7 a.m.
Sad.
Right.
Can't throw his house.
And his chavrusa, then the one that lived with him for the last 10 years, stayed in my house once.
4 a.m.
He stayed in my, he was living, he was chavrusa with him in Bnei Brak, in Jerusalem, but he stayed in my house once. But he used to learn with him for 10 years, from 4 a.m. till 7 a.m. every day. Before didn't mean 4:01. Four.
My head first is the same
So,
way. Like I'd show up at 5 o'clock holding my sneakers. He goes, "What's that?"
you gotta be ready.
Yeah, you're holding your sneakers. It's not
Say
holding
said,
sneakers. Oh, hold on, I need to go get a drink. I forgot.
yeah.
There's no.
Say said, So he said exactly that point. He said, there was never a day in my life that the Yetzirah didn't try to convince me to stay in bed. When I was young, the Yetzirah would say, getting up at 4 in the morning, you have your whole life ahead of you. What's the big rush? Relax. When I was old, the Yetzirah would say, hey, old man, why are you getting up in bed? Relax. Stay in bed. You need to go out. There's never going to be a day in life that is not going to be difficult. You don't think it didn't get, it never got easy. It never got easy. That's the point. So I think that that is the yesod of this Mesilas Yesharim. He's not saying don't get anxious about stuff. Turn on the weather channel and see it's not a big deal. That's not his point. His point is don't come up with excuses, because excuses do not come from a good place. Excuses come from the lazy side of the person. Which we're defining laziness as the goof. We're defining laziness as lack of focus on what you're supposed to be doing.
So, are we on Thursday? Is your turn?